Indeed, 13 minutes before the top of the hour, today the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator was conducting a liquor traders workshop at Lydenburg. That's in Tabatwe local municipality. The licensing department of the agency presented on licensing matters, projected, you know, the MER online system, and also took traders through the steps to register, to request the license renewal, and also to appoint a business manager. Joining us to share more on this is the head of communications at the agency, Cedric Chilwane, is my guest. But Chilwane, good evening.
Good evening, Musa, and good evening to your listeners.
Yeah. That's an important awareness drive, I mean, you led in Tabatwe today. Talk us through how frequently do you do these drives, and also what was the reception today?
Yeah, we have an annual program where we would normally go visit the traders, and we would do it in a collaboration with the South African police, because we are usually together when we do compliance inspection. We work with South African police as far as that is concerned. So we would have programs that are compliance related, and then we'll also have other programs which are awareness related. So in this case of today, we were doing a little bit of both, because we were creating awareness around the reforms that we have initiated as a regulator, mainly to automate the processes of liquor license renewal. So we have had some digital software development, which were aimed at improving the efficiency and speed with which liquor traders can renew their licenses. So one of the reasons we were visiting Mashishing today was to bring them up to speed with those processes on how they can renew their liquor licenses. But not only that, then the other part of the assignment was to remind them of the compliance requirements, because you don't just get a license and you start trading. There are a lot of conditions and responsibilities that goes with that license. So we're also reminding them of their responsibilities as far as is concerned.
Also, talk us through around the leak application process. You know, how integrated is this particular exercise or process with the host municipalities? You know, I make mention of the host municipalities because they also get to, at a larger extent, implement the bylaws, but more so also have noted that just recently, I'm not sure if I was in a municipality's website or the MER's website, because I've noted that you had gazetted, you know, those prospective or prospect legal license applicants who wanted to hold, you know, the license. Talk us through around just the integration of the agency itself and the host municipalities. How integrated, are this? Because also often than not, but automatically the same shop is still running, but is ran by somebody else, and we are told they look, how then are you part of those intricate, nuances in the licensing conditions?
Musa, thank you for that question. It's a very, very critical question that you are raising, and it is forming part of the bulk of the problem. Firstly, with the municipalities, because the process of applying for a license, that's where it starts. Before we can, as a regulator, look at the application itself, it should have been submitted to your local municipality, who would look at issues of zoning, whether the premises where you want to run that liquor business, whether they are appropriately zoned, issues of public interest, whether the premises is too close to amenities, which might suggest that you should not get the license. So all of those things the municipality handles. So before we get to look at the application, the municipality would have looked at those things and they would have made a recommendation to the regulator, which is us at NER, that there's an application in terms of these requirements which are set by the liquor licensing laws. We do recommend that you can consider this application, and we further recommend the trading hours that we need to look at. So what I like as in your question there is the issue of, this outlet was owned by X, and all of a sudden there's a new face, and usually, and in most cases, people would just hand over their licenses to somebody else without following the process. So when we give you a license, or when we grant a license, it means you have qualified, because we have to vet you. We have to go through the process and to check your suitability to hold that license. And once you are given the license, you cannot pass it on to anybody. And it also means that if you are a business, you need to appoint a manager who must also be found suitable to work in the establishment. But in this case, if you are just a sole proprietor, just a one person, or one man business, or one running the business in your name, it means you must be available all the time to run that business, because you are the person that is the license. And should you need someone to help, that person must be registered as well, because they need to get this, to go through the same process to be checked whether they are suitable to run their business. So in a nutshell, renting is against the liquor law. So you cannot rent a liquor license.
Wow. I didn't know that. But I'm glad that I do.
Yeah. No, that's precisely and it's actually part of the problem, because in most cases, you find that the people who are now owning those, running those liquor shops, they are not exposed to the requirements. They are not exposed to the conditions. So they do the most common problem that we often come across, disregarding the trading hours, because you need to be well informed about you. You cannot trade beyond that.
Yeah.
And you need to know the renewal requirements. You need to those licenses must be renewed 90 days before they expire.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of requirements that needs to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have just been given a license without following the process, you wouldn't know all of these things.
Yeah.
So part of the program,
yeah,
we will bring out this information.
We wish you all the best in the work that the agency does or the regulator does. And we trust that these, educative workshops will continue, so that all of us are able to also then call into the regulator and say, yeah, we believe they are infringing the law, because that will only happen when we are empowered with knowledge.
Precisely. Precisely. Thank you so much for having us, Musa.
Without a doubt. They have it, Cedric Tivani is the head of comms at the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator. Today they were leading liquor traders workshop in Lydenburg, and I understand that this is a long initiative of the regulator to go across the province and bring about information.